With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A judge blocking deployment of National Guard troops in the Chicago area for 2 weeks, finding no substantial evidence of, quote, a danger of rebellion that has been brewing in Illinois. It is a victory for Democrats in the region who have blasted President Trump for his drive to put troops on the ground in major cities. Eager for the bloodshed and destruction to stop, many Palestinians in Gaza relieved to hear news that Israel and Hamas have agreed to a pause in the two-year war, but it was mixed with pain after staggering losses, and relief agencies are responding.
The United Nations World Food Program says they're taking advantage of a ceasefire deal in Gaza to feed hundreds of starving people. UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Tom Fletcher says their plan is in place.
170,000 metric tons. Food, medicine, and other supplies are in place.
In Gaza, the World Food Program's Antoine Renard says people there have been desperately waiting for this moment.
They have been displaced multiple times, chased by the threat of hunger and malnutrition, and making impossible choices to survive.
President Trump says the Gaza deal will boost Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu's political fortunes.
He's much more popular today than he was 5 days ago. I can tell you. Right now, maybe people shouldn't run against him. 5 days ago, it might not have been a bad idea.
Staffing shortages leading to more flight delays at airports across the country as the federal government shutdown continues. Union leaders for air traffic controllers and airport security screeners say the situation is likely to get worse. A number of reports say there have been problems in Nashville, Boston, Chicago, Philadelphia, as well as the air traffic control centers in Atlanta and Dallas-Fort Worth. This is SRN News. A new poll is asking Americans of faith about journalism.
The numbers come from the Public Religion Research Institute, and they find that 45% of white Catholics and 44% of white mainline Protestants say they trust the country's traditional mainstream news sources, compared to just 29% of white evangelical Protestants. What's of note here is that less than half of any of those groups trust the mainstream media at all. And the poll also finds that large percentages of religious Americans don't pay any attention to the news at all. Michael Harrington reporting.
State governments continue to add non-Christian holidays to their calendars. California, the third state to designate Diwali as an official statewide holiday. Diwali, celebrated by Hindus, Sikhs, and Buddhists. California law allows public schools as well as community colleges in the state to close on that holiday. This is SRN News. A snack giant hopes a bevy of new offerings will turn its fortunes around. Bob Agnew reports.
PepsiCo says new products will boost flagging consumer demand in the coming year. The offerings include things like protein-infused Starbucks coffee, low-sugar Gatorade, and Doritos made of all-natural ingredients. Rapidly changing consumer preferences have been dogging the maker of Frito-Lay snacks and Pepsi beverages for much of 2025. Bob Agnew reporting.
Princess of Wales has a suggestion for parents. Put down the phone. Kate, as she is commonly known, says technology is contributing to an epidemic of disconnection, hurting family relationships. She adds devices that promise to keep us connected often do the very opposite. In an essay posted on the Royal Foundation Center for Early Childhood website, she says, look at the people you care about in the eye and be fully there. More details at srnnews.com.